Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey is here, and you've been accused of many things in your career.
Many.
Many. You're being accused of one, though, that I don't think I've ever seen you being accused of before in your column today, and that is beating a dead horse.
Yeah, yeah. He used the term not only dead, but comatose. So that's pretty dead.
That's pretty dead.
You know what? I understand completely what it is. And the background is this. The last probably few months, we and those of us in the federal beat, we've spent a lot of time dealing with furloughs and now the threat of layoffs. Very real. They're happening. They've happened in defense. They've happened in the IRS. EEOC, as you reported yesterday, has canceled their last two, but they've had five furlough days. Right? So very real threat. And to some people, it's ruinous. You know, 20% pay cut for that week. So it is real, and it is happening, and it is a big deal. That said, it's a same old fare from people. You know, we're updating it. We're speculating on this and the chances of this not happening. And I got a very nice email from a guy, and he said, man, you're beating a dead horse mm-hmm. here. I'm tired of this. He said he worked for the Defense Department, which is unusual, in California. And not only has he not been furloughed, he doesn't know anybody that is being furloughed. So I don't know how that's working out in defense because they've furloughed 80% of their people. But be that as it may, he said, you know, cool it. Do something else or stop beating this dead comatose horse. And so I just ran his letter and then with a kind of an explanation of the fact that about half of the federal workforce has been furloughed already. Very real problem. As we've reported, FEA, the Federal Employees Education and Assistance Fund, is swamped with requests from people for money to make up for that day or two or three or five of pay that they've lost. Mortgages are at stake, rents, people with sick kids, you know, for whatever reason, losing this money is a big deal. So, you know, I wanted to give him his day in court, but also say that I understand you're tired of this, particularly if it doesn't involve you, but it is a very big deal to at least half the people.
The column today is called Man Bites Dead Horse, Now That's News, and it's up on federalnewsradio.com right now. It is always fascinating to me to hear, as you do all the time, from kind of the other side of the microphone, and in this case, the other side of the web, to see what people's perceptions are of what we're giving them on a daily basis.
It really is, and the lesson learned, and you can be in this business, I think, forever. And if
you have been,
and I have been, well, and lucky enough to have a column, so that gives you a closer personal touch to people than I say just being a reporter, because people by and large don't look at bylines. You know, columnists they'll identify with. So over the years, you have people that you've talked to, you've visited with, you've heard from, but they presumably understand you. But I've never ceased to be amazed at the way people perceive things. You know, you write it as black and they see it as white. You write it as up and they see it as down. And that really struck home to me. For about a year, last year, I did a humor column for our sister station, WTOP's website. Loved doing it. Got some great response, but some of the comments were absolutely unbelievable. Every column I wrote was a true story based on something that happened to me or a friend. Some of them people here at the office. But to me, they were just quirky, funny. But the comments from people, the published comments, were absolutely all over the place. And they quickly took a political turn, and it was just, you know, very interesting, very educational for me.
Mm-hmm. Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey. Now, you mentioned the good news that I had on my show yesterday, EEOC eliminating the second round of furloughs there. So they're done for 2013. But that was one of the things that I covered, was that they're just done for 2013. And
exactly. No
agencies know yet what they're looking at for 2014. And in fact, the concern at the Defense Department and others is that the way it looks now, at least, sequestration's on again. And Colleen Kelly mentioned to you the other day, this is a 10-year plan. So we're just at the very beginning of this
is year one. Yeah.
Yeah. Potentially.
Movie. Yeah. And on your show, when we were talking about that, I felt bad because we've been given so much emphasis to defense and particularly the IRS because of the huge numbers of people involved and the large numbers that are being furloughed. 90,000 in the IRS, 650,000 in defense. That's a lot of people. But the EEOC people, as you pointed out, they've taken a bigger hit than anybody. They had 5 days already. So they're getting there's two that won't happen, but they've already been furloughed for five. EPA got furloughs, and other agencies that we've given them their due, but maybe not enough. But this is a very serious thing. You're right. Excuse me. The beginning, October 1, the start of the new fiscal year, it's a whole new ballgame.
Yeah. Is it possible, though, that we might see more EEOCs across government where they'll find the money or whatever to be able to eliminate
I would,
we even hear that it may happen again at DOD.
I think they probably will. And early on, you know, you and I were suspicious types. That's the nature of the business we're in. But we thought probably the sequestration wouldn't happen. And if it did, it would go away quickly once vital services were hit and Congress said, you can't do that. After telling people to do it, Congress would forbid them from doing it. It happened with the FAA air traffic controllers, happened with the meat and poultry inspectors at agriculture, but by and large, it hasn't happened in other places. Now, some of them have gone back to the drawing board and said, oh, we found a pile of money here. And, you know, it is use it or lose it time, the end of the fiscal year. So, yeah, I think it is. I think anything is possible now.
And the fact that anything's possible means that we're going to continue in this uncertainty mode for a while longer. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, we're going to have to intersperse occasionally with a silly column and show.